Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday, and I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Thank you for tuning in this morning. Oh my goodness, it's October. Wow. I just can't even believe we're down to a few months left of the year, and now it's officially time to pull out the pumpkins. I'm just telling you, I'm a holiday gal, but each holiday has its own moment, and I don't get any of the pumpkins out until October. I just don't. There's a little fun fact about Zig. Well, this morning, I'm very excited because I have my good friend, Julie Pedroncelli St. John, in the studio, and I talked a little bit about her last Wednesday on Wine Wednesday about a recent visit that I did just a couple weeks ago now at the wine right during Crush, and it was so exciting. But first, a thank you to our sponsors for Wine Wednesday, Oliver's Markets. They have four fabulous locations, and there is just nobody that supports local like Oliver's Markets. And Willoughby's Wine and Spirits. They have two locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. Well, guess what? It's Harvest 2024. I know that's no secret because the past bunch of Wednesdays, I've been talking about all these harvest updates. But I actually got to try the first two wines of this vintage that were through fermentation. It was really exciting. And thank you, Julie, for that opportunity. Welcome.
You're welcome. Well, it's good to be here.
Oh, I just was so excited driving in this morning that you were going to be coming on the air because I was reminiscing. It was just a couple weeks ago when we walked through the vineyards to see some of the Cabernet was still hanging. We talked about some of these really, truly old vine Zinfandel vines that you have on your property. And I thought, wow, gosh, your family heritage goes back in this vineyard anyway till 1927.
Yes. My grandparents bought the property in the middle of Prohibition, 1927. I think they thought maybe Prohibition would end a little sooner than it actually did. But the good news is the vineyards, they kept going. They sold the grapes to head of households who could make their own wine because they were permitted to do so. And the story goes, we are just celebrating our 90th vintage Crush and 97th year as a family-owned and operated business.
What a legacy. When we were together a couple weeks ago, I was kind of prying to get a little fun fact in from the Prohibition era, like what was really happening? Because when I talked to different distilleries and different wineries in and around, they all have great stories on what they were doing to basically keep the lights on during that time, selling grapes. And you had told me, I'm pretty sure it was you, that it was actually legal to sell grapes to a household, right?
Legal.
Wine grapes.
Legal if they applied to the government to get their permit, they could make 200 gallons.
Okay.
That's 84 cases, if you want to do the math. And
I'm not doing the math.
Perfectly legal. And what it did is it kept a few vineyards going even during this, quote, dry time when wineries couldn't do it commercially. We could still sell to home winemakers.
I think that's cool. I had no idea that you could do that. And of course, I'm glad, very, very glad that we've kind of graduated from the bathtub gin program that was happening during Prohibition to now all these wonderful micro distilleries that we have here in wine country.
Oh, definitely. So
fast forward, now you're into this incredible harvest season. I got to try the rosé. It was so delicious. And often when I'm tasting some of these wines that are getting pulled right from the vat or right from the barrel, you get the flavor profile, the aroma profile, and then you just spit it out. But I wasn't spitting these out. I'm just saying that out loud. Like, they were so delicious. The rosé in particular, I just remember the color and the vibrancy. And then we had the Sauvignon Blanc, and that was so delicious.
Yes.
So I was talking about your Sauvignon Blanc about a month ago or so as my wine of the week because it's nationally available. Mm-hmm. And it has been my quintessential patio pounder all summer. But now that we're moving into October, I'm still loving it.
Oh, Well, thank you. Yeah, you know, it's Monse, our winemaker, she does a wonderful job pulling the two sides of the grape. She says she doesn't want to make a monolithic Sauvignon Blanc. So really, we have the grassy side and we have the tropical fruit side because she picks at two different times.
I love that.
And really brings together that beautiful duet of both sides of the grape.
And it makes for a very complex wine.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Monse, speaking of winemakers, she is the first woman winemaker at Pedroncelli, right?
Yes. Yes, we've only had three head winemakers in our 97-year history. My grandfather, my Uncle John, and Monse. She is just celebrating her 18th harvest with us.
Amazing, amazing. Yeah. Well, one of the things that I noticed when I was at your winery, and I was a little embarrassed, I'm going to just say that out loud, is that you have this like really cool lounge set up outside, kind of on this little slope of the hill right behind your winery, with all these really welcoming tables and chairs and couches. And I'm like, I want to throw a party here. And you're like, go ahead, Zig. And I'm like, I didn't know you had that. What a cool vibe.
Thank you. Yes, we refreshed our hospitality center, our
you
tasting
sure
room, and
yeah,
really wanted to make it to have people enjoy the view. I always talk about come here and enjoy the vineyard view, and that's exactly what that
enjoy
does.
The vino and the views.
Vino,
that's,
of course.
That's what I'm going to say, because every one of the wines was incredible, and we tried quite a few wines when I was there a few weeks ago, and you have done some refresh on your labels as well, which looks fabulous. But also, Monse is like really putting out some cool wines now that are new, brand new wine SKUs for you guys, new releases that you've never done before.
Yes. When we were looking at our portfolio, and of course, like you mentioned, our Giovanni and Julia Sauvignon Blanc is available nationally. And we said, what could you do in the vineyard from some of the estate fruit and really take off and do your own project? And so the Reserve Sauvignon Blanc was born.
So good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah. And it's 180 degrees from the stainless steel fermented Giovanni and Julia.
Right.
It's 100% barrel fermented, malolactic fermentation, et cetera, 8 months in French oak. And she really, it just shows a completely different side of Sauvignon Blanc. But the great thing is it's off of estate, block 11. And she also, I think you tasted the Legacy Block Zinfandel.
I sure did.
So
that was additions to my day of just absolutely deliciousness.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that. Great addition to my tasting profile for the entire day. Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
And it's always great to talk about legacy vines and legacy blocks, because that's really what draws me to the stories like you're telling now, the families, the history. That really has always been my lure for what is happening in wine country. And I know that we talked about some of the age of the heritage vines on your property too.
Right. Yes, they're all different generations, actually. So we have the oldest part of the vineyard, which is well over 100 years old.
Wow.
We have the 40-year-olds that were replanted in the early 1980s. And then the legacy block is 10 years old this year.
Oh, that's so good.
And showing an amazing side of Zinfandel that we haven't seen before.
Well, you know, I have to say, every single wine I tried, you know, a couple weeks ago, and I tried a lot of different lineups of all your different labels, really had a sense of place. Like, I'm tasting these wines, and whether it's something that I've always been familiar with or one of these new releases that Monse's doing, everything had just a thumbprint of that vineyard, of the place. And I love the area that you guys are located in. And I can't encourage everybody listening to Wine Wednesday enough to go and visit Pedroncelli. I've got Julie Pedroncelli in studio. You're third generation.
Yes.
And you are president of the winery.
Yes.
And it's just a gorgeous place to be, not just for the views, but for the vino, like we mentioned. But your tasting room is open every day of the week, right?
Every day, 7 days, 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
And you don't need an appointment. Can I just pop right in?
You certainly can.
See, I love that. Old school. Okay, I was just talking about this just 2 days ago with a couple winemakers, and I'm like, can't we just circle the wagons back around to the day when you could just pop into a tasting room, belly up to the bar, and taste wine? Mm-hmm. You know, that's now considered old-fashioned, but I love it. Right. I don't always have time to think about my weekends in advance and make an appointment and that kind of stuff. So I think all these wineries should just really get back to just being able to walk right in, taste at the bar without, you know, a paired seating and this kind of stuff, and encourage visitation to some of our smaller wineries and medium-sized wineries that are here in Sonoma County. And I just loved my visit with you. And
thank you.
And I love your family, and I love your legacy, and I love all the stories. And it seems like every single time I visit, I learn something else that I didn't know about your family. And I love that.
Yep, there's a lot of stories over 97 years.
Right? I would say so. I would say so. Well, thank you for coming into Wine Wednesday this morning. And if folks want to get hip and check out what you have going on, your website is
www.petroncelli.com.
And you're open 7 days a week.
7 days,
and, yep. And very accessible right off Highway 101. You just take the
Canyon Road exit.
That's right.
Head up the hill.
And that's it. And there you are.
Yes.
With the Power Lounge situation. I'm telling you, I want to throw a party there. Now everybody knows.
Yes.
But I really enjoyed it. And, you know, there's something about the beauty that you're taking in, like you said, the views. But also when I sat out there in the vineyards, it's like time stood still for me. Mm-hmm. And just looking at the color of the leaves and the clusters hanging down and then having a glass of your wine, it was magic. Oh. It was really, really magic. And thank you for that. And thank
you're
you
welcome.
For coming in this morning.
You're welcome.
And I don't know, if you want to get on to the Zig train and come with me out to Petroncelli and have a party, send me an email. I'm going to start a list, ziggy@krsh.com. And I hope that everybody tunes into Wine Wednesday next Wednesday, because I'm going to be live from Italy. I'm so excited. I'm going to check out Harvest in Italy. And by the time next Wednesday comes around, I will be in the northern part of Italy, in the Veneto region, somewhat near Valdobbiadene. I talk a lot about Conegliano and Valdobbiadene in the Veneto, the birthplace of DOCG Proseccos. But I'm also going to be checking out some Amarone, some Valpolicella, and hopefully some Suave Classico. And I'll be live next Wednesday. And I'm giving away a pair of tickets to this year's Harvest Fair next Wednesday on Wine Wednesday. So you have to be tuned in to win for your chance to win. And thank you again, Julie. And have a wonderful wine-soaked Wednesday, my friends. Cheers.